Now to South America. Civil war has bloodied Colombia for four decades. The biggest left-wing rebel group is known as the FARC. It has at times controlled much of the South American nation. Lately, though, the war has eased. Colombian troops have driven the FARC back into remote jungles and mountains. But there's a dark side to Colombia's military success. The army has killed many civilians and claimed that they were guerrillas who were slain in combat. The Colombian government is trying to clean up the practice. We get the story now from Stephen Dudley in Concordia.
As it is in many civil wars, there's always been an element of gray in the Colombian conflict, a place where it's been difficult to distinguish between who is a legitimate target and who is a civilian. And it's places like this, Concordia, a small village tucked into the Andes, where women read prayer books and the men move on horseback through the streets, that these ambiguities play out in the deadliest of ways. On September 5, 2005, Flor Marina Giraldo and her partner Ruben Darío Morales stepped outside their small house here to go to the bathroom.
All I heard was him saying, "No, no, I'm not going with you. I'm only a worker." And then they said to me, "Stay there. We're going to take him and we'll bring him back later."
Shortly thereafter, Giraldo heard gunfire near a bridge that marks the entrance to the town. The next day, she went looking for her husband and found him in the hospital morgue.
The policeman there asked me what he was doing in the road, because the rumor was that he was shooting at the army, or possibly destroying the bridge with a grenade.
As it turns out, Morales was doing neither. While the army later claimed he was a guerrilla killed in combat, the government's investigation showed that Morales had been shot twice from behind by a handgun. His body also showed signs of torture.
Are there mistakes? Sure.
Francisco Santos is Colombia's vice president.
You know, it's a 400,000 armed forces that has grown its operations by five times. And yes, there are mistakes. But what's amazing, and I think what's really important, those mistakes are being dealt with openly. Those mistakes are being dealt by the judicial system.
Morales' case is one of over 1,000 that the government is or has investigated over the last 5 years, in which army personnel may have claimed what is known here as a false kill. In Morales' case, the army was found guilty by the Inspector General's office, and the government ordered to pay several $100,000 to Giraldo and her son, Junior, who was 6 months old when his father was killed. In other cases, officers have been jailed and are awaiting trial. The reasons for these false kills appear to be many, says Giraldo's lawyer, Ramiro González. The army soldiers get frustrated at the court's inability to prosecute people who they consider guerrillas, he says. And sometimes they resort to extrajudicial assassination to deal with the problem. They also need results, he adds, so they can get promoted or sent to a training course abroad. The rise in false kills also coincides with the disappearance of the government's proxy army, right-wing paramilitaries. The head of the armed forces, General Freddy Padilla, is well aware that the problem goes much deeper than just prosecuting the guilty. If they attack our legitimacy, he says, we will collapse. We will lose. He adds that the military has changed its measurements of success and that now it puts priority on convincing guerrillas to accept amnesty rather than hunting and killing them. For The World, I'm Stephen Dudley in Colombia.